Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's successful real estate professional as they share it with you. Let's go.
Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. I'm here with today's guest, Ford Butler. Ford, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Ford is the co-owner of Emerald Residential Property Management, located in DFW. He has been there for over 5 years, and they currently manage over 400 properties with a focus on single-family homes. Ford, are you ready to get going?
Yes.
Cool. Before we get going on the best real estate investing advice ever, can you tell us a little bit about yourself so that we get to know you personally, and then a little bit about your real estate background?
I've been a realtor for about 10 years. My wife pulled me into the business. She's been a realtor for over 25, and she actually owns Emerald Residential Property Management with me. So I came along kicking and screaming, but it's been a great challenge and a job that I've really loved over the last 4 or 5 years as we've focused and tried to grow Emerald.
And what has been one of the main challenges you've had as you're, you know, managing over 400 units?
Infrastructure, getting the right infrastructure in place. Sometimes when you start up a company like this, it takes, your infrastructure cost is higher than what your actually bringing in the door as a profit. So just getting the right people in place and preparing for, you know, 300 to 500 to 600 homes.
And I don't think I heard you say something about yourself personally, so I don't want you to skip over that. What's something so we know a little bit about you personally?
You know, I don't give a lot of secrets out, Joe, but I've been a salesman since I was 20 years old. So I come from the sales side. I used to manage a military account that was about $12 million wholesale. So believe it or not, property management is also sales. I'm either selling myself to an investor, an individual homeowner, or selling a property, myself or a property to a tenant. And I don't mean physically selling the house. You have to sell yourself. If the tenants don't connect with you, or the homeowners don't connect with you, you're not going to be in business long.
And on that note, knowing your experience in sales, what are some good ways to sell yourself whenever you're speaking to someone?
Wow. I think the best advice I could give is being personable and finding common ground with any person you're working with. When I was selling, face-to-face, a product face-to-face, it was all about just being available to the buyer, number one, but also, you know, you've got to find common ground. If the guy golfs, you know, you've got to be able to talk a little bit about golf. If they're a fisherman, you've got to be able to talk a little bit about fishermen. And really, it's about personality and trust for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I mean, I think there's two types of salespeople, Joe. I think there's those hardline, front nose, in your face salespeople that most of us get that call on the phone and you just try to hang up on them. And there's the people that try to build a relationship and backdoor sell you. And I think that backdoor selling is much more successful. You know, Emerald Residential Property Management doesn't advertise. We've built this business basically by word of mouth and just everyday, pounding the ground and servicing people. So,
okay. Now let's get to the best real estate investing advice ever. what would you say that would be from your experience as a property management owner?
Now, if we're talking specifically about an investor buyer?
Yes.
In Texas right now, the market may be a little different than some other places, but right now we're telling all of our investors to don't worry about paying a little bit more for the house today than what they want to pay, because in the long term, it really won't matter. We've got investors that are looking for long-term investments, meaning, 10 years or more. So if they pay a 2 or 3 or 4% more today to get a good property, in the long run, it doesn't matter. Investors that are trying to get in and out quick, probably property management's not as easy to do it in most markets in the United States right now. If you think you're going to buy one today and rent it for a year and then sell it and make a large profit, I mean, that's just not happening in Texas, but I'm not really sure about other states. I don't know. My best advice would probably be persistence. Get out there and find a reputable company that you can work with and a good realtor, and then, bite it off and buy some properties.
With that persistence factor, I'm sure you work with a lot of different investors who come in and have certain things that they need to meet in their checklist of homes. And I imagine the checklist in most cases is unrealistic based on how the market's performing now. How do you approach that when you're talking to them?
Well, there's two types of investors that we deal with. There's the ones that really know what they're doing. They've got multiple houses. They understand that, there's risk inherent in all rental properties, and those guys and gals are great to work with. The individual who's coming in and thinks they're going to buy a house and have some, they're going to double their money on it every month, that's just not realistic in today's market. A lot of our investors are looking for long-term, they're planning long-term, and so they really don't care if they make a ton of money on a monthly basis, as long as they're getting close to covering the mortgage, because they're going to put it on a 15 to 20 year note, and then or maybe even a little longer. But in 15 to 20 years, they're going to retire. The house is going to be paid for, and then that's going to be a source of income, for them. I have one specific investor who wants a $10,000 a month income coming in. I think we're probably about 12 to 15 years away from that. And so the plan is for him to buy 10 houses that are all $1,000 a month. And he doesn't care whether they cash flow today. It's when they're paid off in that 15 years. I think we're a few years into this. So 12 years from now when they're paid off, he wants that $10,000 a month income. So I think investors have to plan for what they want down the road, not just start grabbing up properties and trying to make $100 a month on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have the long-term vision and top of mind versus the short-term cash flow, especially with single-family homes, because you're not going to become a millionaire, at least not quickly, with single-family homes cash flow.
Well, and you're right. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of hedge funds out there right now and we deal with some of them, so I'm not speaking poorly of them, but I get the impression that they're going to come in here and buy houses and get in here for 5 years and get out. And that's really, in my opinion, not an ideal way to go about buying properties. I've worked with investors and homeowners in my own family who've had houses for 15 or 20 years, and you know, my parents have that's their retirement plan. They have houses that were paid for by the mid-80s, and they've been, you know, collecting rent on them every single month since then. That's their retirement, so.
Yep. Yeah, I like that long-term play.
I think the most important thing that I tell most investors is if you're not comfortable with some risk, then you don't need to be buying properties for property management. I mean, there's risk in stocks. I mean, we saw what the stock market did, 8 or 10 years ago, probably longer than that. But there's inherent risk with rental properties, so it's kind of important to find the right real estate agent, the right property management company, and just understand that, you know, people are going to ruin carpet, and, you know, dogs are going to dig some holes in the backyard, and that's part of it.
Have you seen anything crazy from that standpoint where dogs have ripped up the carpet or any crazy story you can think of?
Yeah, you know, as long as you know you've got a pet going into the house and you collect an appropriate pet deposit, you know, and then you've got a good security deposit based on, you know, credit or rental history or whatever, you know, you're looking for to determine a deposit. We haven't really gotten in trouble since we've been open. We've only had two instances where a pet deposit or a security deposit did not cover damage to a property. And here in Texas, we're able to file a judgment against them. And you know, as long as you're documented properly, you're going to win. But we did have one individual who was a military family. The husband was away in Afghanistan, and the mother purchased two puppies for her, the children, at Christmas, unbeknownst to the husband. And we didn't have a pet deposit because we did not know that pets were on the property. And the two dogs soiled the carpet in every room of a 3,500-square-foot house.
Oh, my.
But we had documentation that pets weren't supposed to be there. It's written into our lease that there would have been a penalty. And we did go to court over it, and the judge took all of 2 or 3 minutes to look at the documentation and said, you know, you owe this owner, not me, but you owe the owner of the property for replacement of the carpet. You had unauthorized pets, you know, there on the property. Now, by the way, that was no problem, and we allowed them to, we put a payment structure in place or a payment plan in place, and they paid it off over 90 days. But it was, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 worth of carpet.
Wow.
And that happens, and that's the inherent risk I'm talking about. It's possible that can happen on any property. And that's also important, you know, to have good relationships with your neighbors around you. We try to establish some relationships because the neighbors are the first ones that tattle on tenants that are not, living up to the expectations of the neighborhood.
That's interesting because, you know, I'm focused on apartments now, and I see that all the time in apartment communities where you'll have neighboring, you know, residents, you know, if they report something to us if something's happening. But I never thought of it if, you know, to make nice with the neighbors next to the homes that you manage or own, because they might be a good source of intel.
Well, the truth is that, you know, I have 7 employees, but I don't have enough employees to drive by every single property every week or even once a month. So you've got to use, you know, the resources available to you. And most neighbors really don't want rent houses around them. So, you know, it's our job to be as good of a property management company and put as the best tenant we can next to people that really don't want tenants moving in and out every 12 months. So we try to establish relationships with someone in the neighborhood, and you've always got that watchdog that's going to call you the minute they've got an extra dog they're not supposed to have, or they're having loud parties at night. And we find that neighbors are really our best source of reporting on properties. And you know, another good practice that we use is we use the same repairmen, the same handymen, the same plumbers over and over and over. And those guys, when they go in the door, if the house is a mess, they typically report that back to us. And so, you know, sometimes I can get 6 or 7 touches on a house between the neighbors reporting and the plumber that went in to fix a stopped-up toilet and the AC guy that went in to add Freon to the air conditioning, and they're letting us know how that house is being maintained.
I love that. I love the neighbor idea. It's something I hadn't thought of or heard of before, where you just make friends with them and have that as a pipeline of information.
Well, and that's usually in older established neighborhoods without HOAs. Now, if you've got a homeowners association that's present, I mean, they've got watchdogs driving around in cars with cameras, and they'll be more than happy to report any behavior that's outside of the HOA
guidelines.
So,
Okay, let's move into the best ever lightning round. Are you ready for that?
Sure, go.
All right, best ever book you've read.
Oh my gosh. Into the Wild by John Krakauer.
Okay. Best ever place to visit.
Germany.
Best ever success habit that you practice.
Get up and go to work every day.
Best ever internet resource that you find for investing.
The Texas A&M School of Real Estate has a phenomenal website. It's not just about Texas. It's trends and things that are happening all over the United States.
What do you use that for?
You know, you can go there and find out what's like. For example, we were there reading on their website a year ago, and then we went to a class about all the people that are relocating to Texas from four or five major states in the U.S. and the reason that they were relocating here, and how many people are coming from south of the border, legal and illegal, and their predictions on what's going to happen in the real estate market in Texas. And so far, they've been right on. So, I mean, they just have a great website that talks about trends in the U.S. It might have some major company that's moving to, some state, and they're going to bring in and hire 3,000 employees to run their business. Things that the news, the local news media may not pick up on. So, I mean, it's just go there. I can't remember the website right now. I've got it as a link, but it's Texas A&M School of Real Estate.
Okay. I think we'll find that on Google.
That's
awesome. All right. And lastly, what's the best ever place to reach you?
A phone number would be here at Emerald Residential Property Management, which would be 817-479-1165. That's my direct line. And my email address is ford@emeraldrpm.com. That's ford@emerald, R is in residential, P is in property, and M is in management.com.
Hey you, best ever listener, do you want more? Then head to joefairless.com, where there are tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And if you want Joe to personally help you reach your goals, then go to the Work with Joe tab on joefairless.com and apply to, work with Joe.